Just to let everyone know, I do get a bit nervous every time I go to record because it's still new for me and I'm learning, but I don't feel as nervous this time. Like, I'm getting more comfortable and essentially kind of stepping onto this invisible stage. So hello all and new people listening. I'm here today with my friend Rachel. She's the friend that I've had the longest throughout my life since childhood. We've known each other since we were 10 years old, and she's one of my best friends, a very dear person in my life, and so she's here with us today, and we're going to be talking all about dreams, supernatural experiences, kind of more on like the spiritual side of stuff, but we've always been into it, and so she's a great person to have on to discuss these topics. So Rachel is here.
Hi.
Yay. I know everyone's always like, I don't know what to say when you're like, say hello. It's all good. So dreams. That is definitely when I, you know, before I had started recording, I had like a list of topics that I wanted to talk about that were written out. Dreams, I always knew was going to be one of those things because I've been so fascinated by them my entire life. We both have. I've written a speech about it in college. One of my college papers was about dreams. For whatever reason, I just love it so much. I always look up, like, what do my dreams mean? Do you feel the same? Like, are you obsessed with learning about dreams?
Yeah, I think you know this already about me. Like, ever since I was little, like, I've been obsessed with dreams. I've been obsessed with everything that had to do with, like, why are we thinking this way? Why are we, like dreaming these things? Like, what is going on? Like, I've always been fascinated with it. I've always looked up what my dreams meant and, like, how does that, like, resonate in my life now and, like, just everything.
Yeah, definitely. And I love talking with people who like share that because some people are like, yeah, I never remember my dreams at all, or like they don't really care. Like,
that's how my boyfriend is.
Right. Like, probably, again, more of a guy thing, not to stereotype, but I just think women are naturally more intuitive mm-hmm. and like open to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, for us, like, we remember dreams. And for me, like, I know that one, they lead to your subconscious thoughts.
Yeah.
It's a way for ones that have passed on to connect with you. You can access more, like, spiritual, I guess, gifts or, mm-hmm. like, insight that way. I don't know. Dreams are good for so many different things. Like, I've had prophetic dreams, which I'm going to talk about. So that means, like, I've had dreams that have come true.
Yeah.
Or that were trying to warn me. So it's super interesting. And, like, I personally dream about animals a ton.
See, I never do. Like, ever. Like, I never dream about animals at all.
What would you say you dream the most about?
I don't know. Like you said, like, I feel like the dreams that I have are, like they're, like, fears or, like, they're scary. Like, my dreams are never, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's things that wouldn't really happen in real life. That's the things that I dream about. It's, like, super bizarre. And, like, I've been writing them down, too. I stopped. But, like, it's cool to, like, be able to look back at it and see what you have dreamt about. But, yeah, like, I feel like I never dream about things like that. It's just, like, usually, like, scary stuff.
Scary stuff, like someone's trying to kill you or hurt you.
Or even, like, things, like, I always have this reoccurring dream from when, like, I'm in high school. Like, that I, like, I'm late for school, and, like, I'll wake up, like, in a panic thinking that, like, I'm late, like, all the time. I have that still, and I'm, like, 27 years old. Like, I always dream of, like, things like that, like, high anxiety.
Yeah, that's definitely, I think, common is to have dreams that, like, trigger you or are reoccurring. Like, someone told me they always have dreams about when they were a server, and, like, they can't keep up with the tables because
mm-hmm.
there's something
yeah.
about, like, whatever you're dealing with in your daily life or, like, whatever gives you anxiety sometimes comes through in dreams, because it's the only time that your mind really has to, like, process that
mm-hmm.
is, like, when you're not conscious. So
it's super weird, though, because I'm, like, a punctual person, so I'm never late as it is, so I don't even know why that's a fear of mine. Maybe that's why I'm punctual.
Yeah, exactly. That's so funny. And some people are really on their own. Like, I would say I'm, like, very punctual. I hate rushing and being late.
Yeah.
But, man, there are just people where time is not a concept. Like, they are on their time.
You literally are. Like, it's their world you're living
right,
in. Like,
exactly.
You make plans. Like, I have friends that I literally have to make plans for. And, like, we're supposed to be leaving at 7, and I'll tell them that they have to be at my house by 5. And I don't even tell them that the plans
right.
start at 7
yeah,
because
exactly.
they won't be here until 7.
I was just going to say, like, those people, you literally have to tell them to come an hour or two earlier just so they can't.
It's ridiculous. It's like, what are you thinking? Like, if someone gives you a time, like, why is it in your head to, like, I understand things come up, but, like, if it's, like, a constant thing, that's just bullshit.
No, I know. It's super inconsiderate. Like, I can't stand people that are flaky. That's even worse to me than not being on time, is people who just flat out flake. Like, I can't stand that. There was something else I was going to say about the time thing that I can't remember. We got a little off topic, but
sorry.
I mean, just, it's weird, honestly, what your mind comes up with in dreams that you don't even know you're aware of, or, like, why am I having this dream? What is the meaning of it? Like, sometimes it never makes sense. Some dreams aren't going to make sense. It's not like every single dream we have is going to mean something,
mm-hmm.
but I think either way you can draw a lot of insight from them, like
yeah.
things you wouldn't even put, because like I said, a lot of it comes from your subconscious, and
mm-hmm.
they say your subconscious is, it records everything. I mean, we only access 10% of our brain, and the rest of it is stuff that we don't even know is there.
And that's so crazy to me. It's
right?
like so bizarre that you can only have access to a certain percentage, and then there's all that extra, like, shit. Like, what, where is it going?
It scares me, because I'm like, what is really in my subconscious that I don't even know?
Yeah.
And, like, I just find it fascinating, but again, it does freak me out, because I'm like, what if my subconscious, like, wants to kill someone or do something? Like, I don't know.
Let's hope not.
I know. I don't know. I really think I should go into psychology, honestly, because I feel like so much of what I've talked about, like, relates to it in some way.
I'm surprised you haven't.
I know. Even my therapist has told me I should be a therapist, but we'll see. It's a lot of schooling.
I was going to say, a lot goes into that, and you can't even do anything with a bachelor's degree in psychology these days. Like, you literally have to get, like, a master's.
Yeah, you have to get a master's or a doctorate, so it's a lot. I mean, I know I could do it, but we'll see. If my path is supposed to lead me down that way, it will, but
yeah.
I do find, like, a lot of my interest is there. Like, I naturally am almost like a therapist to friends in a way,
yeah.
and that a lot of that is because I am an empath. Like, I can easily put myself in other shoes. If you listen to my episode with Raven, she mentioned I'm usually a blue aura because of that. I'm like a healer, empath, therapist, etc. Anyways, so back to dreams.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy because, like I said, a lot of what's in your subconscious is going to come through, even if it doesn't make sense to you. Like, there's a reason for it sometimes. Like, there are dreams I've had where it's like I would never think that or act on that consciously, but
in real,
like,
life, so.
Yeah, like, deep down in my deepest, darkest, like, private thoughts, it makes sense, like, why that came up in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you have a lot of dreams where you're, like, in fear, like, you're fearing something.
Yeah, but I, like, you already know that's how I am, like, in real life. Like, when it goes, like, we were just talking about it, like, when it goes to, like, me having to sleep by myself, like, at home. Like, I've always been like that. So I don't know if, like, I'm fearing things in my dreams, because right before I go to bed, I'm fearing things.
Yeah.
So it's, like, coming across as that. So, like, and plus I love horror movies. So, like, every horror movie I've literally seen, like, you know, it's the same shit. Like, the same things happen in the movie. And, like, I'm looking at that, going to sleep, thinking about it, like,
do you
like
to be scared? Because I almost feel like
you would think that I like to be scared because of all the shit that I watch, but
yeah.
I don't. Like, literally, it's scary.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely makes sense. Like, if you're scared before you go to bed, like, those feelings are going to carry over when you're dreaming. And to clarify on what she's talking about, so we're going to get into the supernatural topic later on. Like, I remember you, Rachel, telling me how you are always afraid to go to sleep. You're like, I feel like someone's in my room. I have to check under my bed. I have to sleep with the TV on. I have to sleep facing the door. I can't sleep home alone. Like, I always
feel like...
Can't take
showers home alone.
Yeah, like, I always feel there's a presence or someone around me. And I just thought it was so funny and ridiculous because I'm like, I've never heard someone say that in my life. Like, I couldn't imagine.
That's so weird to me. Like, I feel like everybody feels this way.
I mean, there are times where, like, I've been home alone and, like, if it's at, like... If it's at night and I think about it too much, yeah, I might freak myself out. But I don't know. I've just never feared being home alone.
That's
shadow.
Not really a constant thing for you.
Like, I remember telling you, I'm like, yeah, I like to sleep with it pitch black, no TV, fan on just a
little
bit.
You're a killer.
Yeah, serial killer. Burrowed under the covers, like.
What are you like, talking about? I have to be alert at all times. And I'm a light sleeper. Like, I literally, like, if a pin drops, I'm awake.
I know, that's how my mom is, like, but I'm the opposite. When I knock out, like, I knock the fuck out, so I'm a deep sleeper. Like, I've literally slept by myself at home, no one there, with the lights off in silence, and I remember you being like, that makes me sick.
That makes me sick to my stomach. I couldn't think, that's like my own personal hell. Like, I literally couldn't do that at all. Like, it's, no.
Well, you're like most people. I don't know why I'm like that. Like I said, I like to crawl in a cave and burrow when I sleep, but I know not everyone, like, some people, they really need noise, a TV or whatever, like.
They actually said that's not good for you. Like, Justin's about to do a sleep study, and they said that you should not at all, for any reason, have any noise, any light, any TV, nothing, no phone, at least for 30 minutes before you go to bed. So, like, you're actually considered normal, but, like, you're not supposed to have those things. I don't consider them as, like, distractions as much as it's like it's soothing to me.
Yeah,
I have to have the fan on, right. I have to have the TV, but my TV's on silent. Like, I think it's just the light that I need. Like, I don't even need like the noise of the TV because I have the noise of the fan.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, I don't want it to be pitch black in my room.
Right. Yeah, because people, I mean, I was afraid of the dark when I was little because darkness is like a scary thing, I think, from an evolution standpoint, because it's like a danger. You don't know what's there or what's not there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, being in the dark can definitely be a scary feeling. And honestly, I would say that I know more people that have trouble sleeping at night than don't. Like, I'm very lucky in the sense that normally I don't have trouble, but I would say most people do. And I think a lot of it does stem from anxiety, and that's, like, a whole other topic I want to get into in another episode about, like, mental health, self-care, why so many of us are anxious, but... Anyways, going back to what we were talking about, this fear that you have, like, when you go to sleep, you had talked to a psychic and medium, Jorianne, and she basically told you that you're surrounded by, like, a ton of spirits.
And that's the thing, like, my fears don't stem from real-life humans. Like, I'm not afraid someone breaking into my house, which that's what most people would be afraid of when they're home all the time by themselves, like I am.
Right.
I'm not afraid of that. I'm afraid of, like, the supernatural, like... I don't care about people. I can defend myself around a person if I need to. But, like, I can't do shit when it's, like, spiritual. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Right. I know. And so it, like, totally, like, made sense after you told me that. Because it's weird to always sense that there's a presence or something there that you don't know, which is really scary. Because you're like, is this a negative energy? Is it a bad spirit or entity? Like, I don't know. But it kind of, like... just put two and two together.
Yeah,
so.
Just think about it this way. Like, if you had a constant fear that someone was going to break into your house and, like, that is, like, could pose a threat towards you, like, that's, like, fucking scary, you know? Like, think about that, but, like, not being able to see them or, like, hear them. And then, like, just knowing or thinking that they're there. Like, I know I sound crazy right now, but, like, that's how I feel. Like, it's just, like, a feeling I get. And to know that, like, it's something that I can't see, hear, or feel. You know, I mean, in other words, like, it's just, like, it's not cool, and it's scary.
Yeah, I would feel the same way. Like, if I thought there was a ghost in my house, that would scare me more than thinking someone's gonna break in.
Yeah, because there's literally nothing you can do about it.
And only we would be more terrified of, like, a ghost than a normal person who's, like, afraid of someone breaking in. We're like, no, we're actually, like, terrified of ghosts being in our house.
I am. That's how I feel.
No, I'm the same way, especially because, you know, I've heard of paranormal, like, real paranormal activity stories, and again, that stuff scares me more because there's really no, like, control over that. Like, it's so rare, and it's like, how do you deal with that? That would be, like, my worst nightmare. And then people don't believe you. They think you're crazy.
But it's crazy to me that some people haven't had any kind of encounters at all. Like,
you have to be open to it, too.
I guess, but, like, I don't even know why I'm open to it. Like, I don't want to have these kind of encounters, but, like,
right.
I still do.
I know.
And, like, some people will go their whole lives and be like, that's fake. I've never felt anything. I've never, like, seen anything. So it's just, it's super weird. Like, I thought at least one person or one time in every person's life, they would at least encounter something. Like, it's just crazy to me that someone can go their whole entire lives and not, like, see, hear, feel,
right.
or, like, get any kind of, like, intuition. Like, I just thought that that's something that we were all, like, born with, was intuition.
Well, we are, but I think even when that stuff does happen, people a lot of times will brush it off that it was nothing. Like, they don't want to believe that.
And then forget about it.
Right. Like, they'll just convince themselves, oh, I'm crazy, that was just, you know, whatever, a coincidence, that wasn't anything at all. So I think that's another reason why other people don't openly, like, talk about it, or just, like I said, they don't even believe it themselves.
Yeah.
We've always been, like, based on my podcast episodes, if people haven't realized by now, I am very spiritual, basically believe in anything crazy there is to believe in. And so, where was I going with this? We're both very, like, spiritual and open to that. And, I mean, some of it freaks me out more when we talk about, like, ghosts and, like, paranormal stuff.
Yeah, well, we used to talk about it when we were little. You were like, you don't want anything to do with it, I feel like. Like, you were just like...
Because I've always been so terrified. Like, I hate scary movies. Like, I don't like them at all. I went through a phase where I watched them because I believe in that. So, like, the thought of it being real and it happening...
Yeah, you didn't want
to
see any of those. I was like, come on, let's go see this new movie. You're like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I want to see it.
Okay,
like... I said I want to see it, and then later I'll be scared.
So in fifth grade, I went to the movies. This was, like, the year that I got to, like, my parents dropped me off, and I got to go with friends, and, like, then they would pick me up. Anyways, so fifth grade, it was, like, the first year I went to the movies with friends, and I was with two girls, and they wanted to see White Noise. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so we went to see it.
I'm surprised you weren't, like, dragging ass. I'm like, no.
Listen, I was
this sick
to my stomach. Like,
get
I did not want to see it. I got through the commercials and was like, I can't do it. I literally can't do it. And then.
The commercials? The previews?
The previews scared me so much that, like, I made them go. Like, what did we do? I don't know if we exchanged tickets, but we ended up seeing Are We There Yet?
I would have been so pissed if I was those girls. I'm like, I am not
okay,
going
well,
to
we
go see Ice Cube instead of fucking seeing White Noise.
Yeah, because I was sick to my stomach. I couldn't, like, even after the commercials. And then I remember when there was commercials on TV for The Ring,
mm-hmm.
every time I saw it, same thing, sick to my stomach. I would be so scared going to sleep and going in, like, the dark hallway upstairs. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't with that. I can't.
Yeah. You can't fuck with it.
No, I don't. I'm terrified. And then there's people like you that, like, love haunted houses and scary movies.
Yeah, do you like haunted houses?
Yeah, I do in a sense, but, like, I don't know. Something about that stuff, it just, like, terrifies me.
Even still?
I don't like being scared.
I guess I do like being scared when it comes
to
that stuff. I don't like being scared when I'm, like, home alone. But, like, if I'm paying for it, obviously I like it.
Right. Some people, they feel it's, like, an adrenaline rush of some sort. Like, I would rather do that doing something like ziplining or parasailing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's funny how everyone's different in that way. So, I believe what Jorianne said, though. I mean, it just, there's no other reason why. But she said that they weren't necessarily, like, bad energies, or
mm-hmm.
she said she didn't know, because maybe some of them could be, right?
Yeah. I think she was saying it at least one of the times, in a sense where, like, they were, like, watching over me. So I don't know what you would really consider that. I don't know if, like, they're watching me in a good or bad way, but, I mean, I don't really like the idea of knowing that, like, I'm surrounded by dead people. Like, is this a sixth sense?
Right? I mean,
honestly, like, what the fuck? But, I don't know. I just...
But do you think they try to communicate with you at all?
I have no idea, to be honest. I don't think I'm open to it enough in that sense because, like, I get scared.
Right.
I like the unknown. Like, I like to learn about it. I like to read about it. I like to, like, watch YouTube videos and, like, just... I love to, like, be open to that in that sense. But when it comes to, like, physically, like, I just, like... shut down because it's like I'm afraid of what I'll see or what I'll hear. Like I told you, I got that camera for Oakland, and I'm like so nervous to even look at it, like in the middle of the night, because like when I'm home by myself, like what if I see something on this fucking camera? Like I will never be able to live in this house. Like I gotta go, peace.
I
like,
gotta go. Wait, so have you ever? Can you recall a time where you think maybe they were trying to communicate with you? Because a lot of times it's through electronics
mm-hmm.
or random noises or things being misplaced.
One night, I swear to God, like at this house, I was already feeling weird. Becca actually wanted to visit her friend at the cemetery, which is right down the street from here. So we went there and like Amber got this stupid ass app where like, you can, like, put it on, and, like, you just leave it recording, and, like, whoever wants to come through will, like, say something through the app, like, while we're in the cemetery, and Amber wanted to have the app on in my house, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here, like, we're not doing that. So anyways, long story short, they left, and then later that night, I was, like, trying to get everything ready for bed and stuff like that, and I feel like, no, Becca was still here. She was sleeping on the couch, and I was, like, kept shutting the front door, and, like, when I would go back to, like, the kitchen or whatever and then go back to, like, check because I don't know why. It would be open again. Like, it happened, like, three times in a row. So, like, I don't know if, like, it wasn't Becca. Like, she was sleeping. Obviously, Oakland's not going to do it.
No,
so, like,
Oakland,
it's just, like, little stuff like that. Or, like, lights being left on or, like, me hearing noises or, like things being, like, fucked around within the house. And, like, it's not me who's doing it. It's just, like, stuff like that. I've only had, like, one encounter where, like, I felt like I've seen something, and that was when I was super little, like, when
oh,
I was
really?
Living in the apartments. I went up to get a drink of water, and I was, like, 7 or something, and, like, I swear to God, I seen, like, Diversion there in my hallway, and I was so scared after that.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, the only time I've, like, seen something, like, right
yeah.
in front of my face.
That's crazy, and you were, like, consciously awake, like you weren't.
Yeah, like I wasn't like in a dream or anything. Like
right.
I had, like I woke up and I had the water next to me, like in the morning. So like I got up and it was like all white and like floating all the way.
Oh,
I can understand like people listening to this right now. They're like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. But like and like you're stupid. But like I swear, like I'm not lying. Like that's
no,
what I see.
Believe, yeah.
And like after all these years, I don't know. Like maybe my memory can be misconstrued. But like that's what I remember when I was 7.
Yeah, I mean, that stood out to you for a reason.
And you know I have no good memory at all. So, like,
right.
for me to, like, remember this.
Unlike me, I have the memory of an elephant.
Oh, my God. You remember everything.
Every little detail. It's crazy.
I like
but, no, I mean, like I said, I totally believe you. And the thing is, when you're little, like, you are more open to that because you have such a pure, innocent energy. So
yeah.
it is easier for those entities to, like, access you. Like, that's why I've heard so many stories of little kids being, like, oh, like, this is my invisible friend, but sometimes it's not an invisible friend. Like, it's someone that has passed on or, like, that's connecting with them.
Or even little kids that remember their past lives. Like,
right.
that always happens when they're young. And then, obviously, as they get older, they don't remember as much. But, like, I was just watching documentaries about, like past lives. Like, it's so crazy. Like, they literally remember everything.
I've heard of that.
It's nuts.
I know. It's honestly really crazy. But I love learning about all that because, again, I believe in it. I'm open to it. So I definitely think what you saw could have been real and is just crazy but so cool. You know, like, I think something was, like, trying to connect with you. But the hard thing is, like, it is scary. So then, of course, at that point, you kind of, like, block it off, you know, because you don't understand it. You think it's weird. There was something else I was going to ask you. So do you think you had any other supernatural experiences?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I've had, like, a bunch, but, like, obviously, like, the sleep paralysis stuff, like, sleep paralysis is literally the worst thing that I've experienced in my whole entire life. It's happened to me, for the first time it happened to me, I was sleeping on my grandma's couch, and my dad and my grandma were out, they went somewhere, and nobody was in the house. And I was taking a nap. Every time I talk about my sleep paralysis stories, I always get the chills. So, like, right now, I have the chills. But I feel like it's always happening when you're in REM sleep. Like, they said, like, this is proven. Like, it's proven when you're in REM sleep or going into REM sleep that you literally get sleep paralysis. It could happen. And you're, like, part awake and part asleep. And your body goes into this mode where you can't move and you can't you can't speak, you can't do anything. Usually you can move your fingers or your toes, and you can move your eyes back and forth, but you can't move anything else. So anyway, and they said it's common for you to have, like, hallucinations. But, like, I swear to God, these hallucinations are so real. Like, so I was laying on the couch, and I heard someone walk in the front door. And I just feel like I got an overwhelming sense of fear. I was trying to call out for my dad or my grandma, and I couldn't speak, I couldn't move, I couldn't do anything. And, like, when you're younger, that shit freaks you out. So, like, I was so terrified by it. When I woke up, nobody was home. I just kept feeling like someone was walking closer and closer to me, and it was like a shadow that I could see, but I couldn't do anything about it. And obviously, I've had other experiences since then, which were, like, literally terrible. I've never had a good experience with that at all. Like,
no, no one ever does. Sleep paralysis is one of those things that's very scary. Like, people that I've talked to that have had it, because your body is paralyzed. Like, yeah, you're, like, in between being awake and asleep. Your body's paralyzed.
I mean, who likes it? Who wants to feel paralyzed?
Right. But you're seeing something, and you can't speak or move or do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very weird state to be in. And I wonder, like, I've heard conspiracies that, like, when that happens, there's, like, an evil spirit that's trying to, like,
or, like, sit on
your,
like,
soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, something deeper is, like, happening. Or it could just be, if you're not, like, your sleep pattern is causing something like that to happen. I don't really know. I would have to do more research, but
yeah.
I just know it's not a good experience. It's so scary. Like, I, knock on wood, have never had that, and I hope I never do.
I hope you never do either.
Yeah.
That stuff happens a lot, too. Like, I don't know if it's, I wonder if it's just a person-by-person basis, or if it's, like, hereditary, because, like, a lot of people in my family get it, too. Like, my grandma, my cousin Kristen, my cousin Wyatt, like, they all, like, I feel like have experienced shit like this. So it's just super weird. It's, I don't know. Like, it's not something, and my friend Jenny, like, it's not something, and then, like, I don't know, what movie is that? Where they, what is it? Where they, like, talk about, like, lucid dreaming and
Insidious.
Astral. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Insidious, number one.
Yeah, I saw that movie in high school and was like, yeah, this terrifies me.
I still think about that, but, like, that's, like, part of it. Like, you go into sleep paralysis, then
right.
You go into lucid dreaming, then you go, then you can astral project, whatever.
Right.
I guess that shit's real.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I had just talked to someone at work because she knows I'm into all of this, and she told me that how she could do astral projection in her dreams, and she can control, like, where, what she's doing, like, she can fly, she can go wherever, she's, like, aware that she's dreaming, so it goes a little bit deeper than lucid dreaming, because I can't remember what the difference is. Do you remember?
No, I'm not good with
that. Astral projection is crazy. Like, you can go into other dimensions. Like, lucid dreaming is more, like, a couple dreams where you're like, oh, okay, I'm dreaming, I can control what I'm doing. Like, astral projection, you,
like,
can,
you can
fly,
go wherever.
You can go into different dimensions. Like,
Jenny and I used to try to practice it, but then, like, you get to the point where you're in the, like, you have to literally keep persisting past the sleep paralysis to get to that point.
Yeah.
And usually sleep paralysis is so fucking scary that you don't even want to. And then you shake yourself out of it. Like, I would never be able to be in a sleep paralysis state and then keep it going, because I'm too afraid of what's going on while I'm in that state. Like, my first instinct is always to scream for help or to get out of it.
Yeah.
Or to, like, wake myself up. And that's something that you have to move past in order to do astral projection. And that's why when I was, like, looking into all that shit with Jenny, like, I would never be able to. Because it's just too much for me to go past even that point.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine trying to train myself, especially when it is that scary where you're paralyzed and I don't even know, like, if I tried to train myself, because I've never even had sleep paralysis before. I don't even know if, like, I could train myself to astral project. It's actually really hard, but I work with someone who told me that, like, she has the ability to do that, and she's like, lately, I am, like, above this pond. Like, it's water, but it's dark. I can't see anything, and she's like, every time I want to try to go above it and get away from it, and, like, ask why am I here, there's someone telling me, like, no, don't ask questions. And they try to shoot me back down to the water.
What?
And she's like, I don't want to go in. And I said, you should go in, because I think it's trying to show you something. Like, I know it's scary, but I said, I guarantee whatever's in that water, you're meant to see for a reason. Because when I did my sacred journey thing like a couple weeks ago. I kind of mentioned it when I talked to Raven. It's like a it's like Reiki, but like a little more deeper. It deals with very like emotional pain, trauma, just emotional states that you're in. And so that was when she connected my heart and throat chakra. And she said during the session, she's like, there's something knocking that needs to like come through that like needs to be dealt with. She's like, do you want me to guide you through it? I was like, yeah, because I've never done this before. So she's like, okay, like pretend you're swimming in dark waters. And when you see a light, go to it. I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird, but I'm just going to go with it. So I'm like, all right, I see the light. She's like, once you get to the light, swim to the surface, see what you see. So I did. And the first thing I saw was my mom and my stepdad. I know my mom's going to listen to this and be like, what? Arguing. Like, I don't know why that's the first thing I saw, but that's because that memory. So like when they got divorced, that was like a very hard time in my life. Mm-hmm. And so something about that time, it basically just brought up like a lot of things in my subconscious that needed to be addressed that weren't for like a very long time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even expecting to see that. And I started crying like so much.
Really?
Yeah. But it was very like healing because that's what I'm saying. Like these, whatever, not everyone's going to be open to it, but it's just so cathartic to me. Like having, like doing Reiki or the sacred journey because you just don't know what's going to come up. And so it's interesting how she told me to be in dark waters and go to a light. And I told Kristen, I'm like, I know the water seems scary, but I guarantee that like your angels or spirit guides are trying to show you something in there.
See, I always like I try to get into those state of mind, like into that state of mind. Like, I don't want to say it's like a trance, but like I'll be watching like, cause I want to like be more spiritual and open myself up to it. Even though I feel like I am,
yeah.
I just feel like my mind's closed off to it. Like I don't know how to reach that point. But I feel like if I watch YouTube videos to try to get into that state, or they'll be like, look at this or focus on this. Like if I was talking to Raven and she was to tell me to picture yourself in dark water, and like, I don't know if it's like my ADHD, but like, I wouldn't be able to just like focus on that.
No,
I don't think I would even
sure.
be able to get to that point at all. Like personally, like I would want to, and I'm definitely open to it. Like, you know that I'm open to any of that shit, but at the same time, like, I just feel like I wouldn't even be able to get to that point. So like the fact that you could is really cool. Like, I don't even know. Like,
well, I wasn't dreaming or like asleep. It was just me.
Yeah, you were
picturing it. Yeah, but I still was like, okay, if what I'm seeing, like, am I just making it up? I'm just going to go with it. I don't know what to see or expect. I was just like, whatever I see is what I see. And like I said, when I came to the surface, that's the first thing I saw. And it was for a reason. And I didn't even know. But it goes.
Yeah, you never talk about that shit. So like, obviously, it wasn't something that you just like. Like, you're like, wanting yourself to
yeah,
believe. Like, that's not even something that would cross my mind that you would see.
Exactly. Me either. And then, like, it's just, again, it's crazy how much is really in our subconscious that, and they say, like, a lot of your decisions and actions and things that you do is directed by your subconscious. You just don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of our wounds and things that we carry, it's buried in there. And accessing it, it's not fun. It's going to be painful. You know what I mean? But it's also going to be so healing, and you're going to grow the most from it.
Yeah.
See, this is why I should go into psychology.
Yeah, you should.
And mix it with, like, spiritual things. But, no, I brought up that story just because, like I said, it paralleled to, like, the astral projection and how she said she's able to do it and to go in the water. Now, we have a resident who lives at our building. She's super nice lady, but claims she's like religious and maybe spiritual, but there's not, I don't know how to put it. There's almost like an inauthenticity. How do you say that? Inauthentic. Like, they like she's not authentic. And then like she had given, so my coworker moved her in and she gave her a gift, like as a thank you. It was like this little like,
your coworker did?
Yeah. Ballerina doll she got from her and something else. And she was like, yeah, I, like, felt like it was really bad juju when I brought it into my apartment. Like, something about it, I just
that girl
didn't
did?
Like. So, the resident, because I can't really,
yeah.
I don't want to say
yeah,
names.
Yeah.
The resident gave my coworker a gift
oh,
for
oh,
moving
okay.
her in. Yeah. But then when she brought it back to her apartment, she's like, it just had weird energy to me. I threw it away. She's like, I felt bad, but it was really weird. And I think that some people try to say that they're oh so spiritual and religious, but they really like don't even have good intentions or know like what they're talking about. It's more so out of manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And she like told my coworker, like, you're a dreamer. And she's like, I never even remember my dreams. You got the wrong person. The sitting next to me, meaning me, is the one that actually is the dreamer and can remember her dreams.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I knew that she was, like, bullshitting Yeah, something about her is just very weird to me. But I guess she, Kristen, first spoke to our resident about it because, you know, she prances around, like, she knows all this spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, the co-worker's like, oh, well, or I'm sorry, the resident was like, you shouldn't go in the water. That's, like, a bad spirit. Like, you can't, like, it's bad. You shouldn't go in there, blah, blah, blah. And I literally told Kristen the opposite. I'm like, I just had something similar like this done, and I can guarantee they're telling you to not ask questions and to go in the water because you are supposed to see something. It's going to be scary at first. It might take a couple tries, but, like, there's a reason you keep going back to this dark pond.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. And that's, like, one thing that, like, upsets me when it comes to... And that's, like, why some people aren't open to it and don't believe in it, is because of fake people like this resident that we have. And then...
What's the point of doing that, though? Obviously, to get money and stuff like that. But, like, after so many times of you being wrong, unless someone's, like, completely, like, open to it and then vulnerable and will believe anything that this chick says, like...
Right. Like, she's totally manipulating people, misspreading information. She's also very religious. And, again, this isn't saying anything about religion, but it's, like... when you're blurring the lines of religion and spirituality, you really have to be careful and not misconstrue or miseducate people on what you're talking about. And she gave us this weird, she gave everyone in the office this weird book, like, that she wrote. It was about children being molested, something so bizarre like that. And I was like, I'm not even going to read this because, again, I looked at it and just felt like a weird energy. I threw it away. I was like, I'm not reading this book. Like, seriously, there's something off with this lady. Like, I don't know.
I would have read it just to, like, speculate, like, what's going on.
I guarantee that something extremely traumatic happened to her in her life, and she's trying to deal with it the best way she can, but she's not. Like, it's like she's putting a Band-Aid on it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I don't know. It was just really weird. But
also, speaking about spirituality and religion, I know they go hand in hand, but, like, when I go to psychics, like, okay, because, like, I was raised Catholic, so, like, if you were to tell my priest or anybody that that I am seeing psychics, I'm doing tarot cards,
they say it's black magic.
It's completely against the religion. But at the same time, the psychics that I talk to, they're literally, like, Jorianne. She says, like, I'll ask God to come through me and to me with any pertinent information.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, it's super weird because, like, these people are psychics, you know, and they're asking, like, God to come through them. They pray. They're religious. So it's like, I always want to ask, like, what God? Like God can be different to anybody.
Exactly.
So, like, what do you believe in? Like, if they're supposedly, you know, allegedly psychic, what do they think about God? Like, that's why I want to, like, have a conversation with somebody who's, like, you know, that says that they're psychic, like, they believe to be that, and, like, see what it is that they believe in. Because, like, I know that not every psychic is going to believe in the
same
thing.
They call it spirit. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you've realized that, but, like, a lot
Teresa
of psychics.
Teresa Pluto.
Yeah, like, but even, like, Raven, like, she calls it spirit. Like, when spirit comes to me, and a lot of times when they say spirit, it's encompassing, like, it's all the same thing. God, spirit, the universe, like, whatever. Like, everyone just kind of calls it and views it, like, in a different way. I'm not going to get into religion because I just don't want to talk about
religion or politics.
Exactly. Those are off the table because I don't want to offend anyone. Everyone has their own beliefs, and I respect that. I always have, and I always will. Whatever you want to believe in, that is your prerogative, and I'm not here to change your mind. I simply talk about events in my life that are relevant, my experiences, and obviously, yes, I'm open to spirituality, and I've said before that religion and spirituality, it's not versus. It's not one or the other. Like, there are... And, like, Raven kind of explained that, too. Like, a lot of it is practices that have been around since, like, the beginning of time, before religion even kind of what it is today. Or, like, things you can take away from that, like she said, the Jungian psychology theory is all, like your hierarchy of needs. That's literally based on the chakras. Like,
yeah.
She said a lot of that psychology, like, so much of that was taken from spirituality. So, like... And the psychology aspect of it. Like, astrology used to be one of those things, like, think about it, ancestors way, way back, like, from the beginning of time, used planets and the stars as a way to connect with the universe to try to explain things. So it's not like this is just some made up stuff. Like, there is a science behind it to an extent, but does it also explain things that science can't? Yes, it does. Like, it's just a very big combination of so many different things, but that's why I love it, because I don't believe in black versus, like, black things that are black and white. Like, I'm always like a shades of gray person. And like Raven said, there's so many different modalities that have been used throughout time that have just been around forever. So enough about the whole spirituality and religion thing, because sometimes, like, I don't know, it's just hard where I don't want to...
Oh, yeah, not everybody's on the same page. You know, everyone has their own views.
Yeah,
it's just,
and trust
like...
me, more people than not don't believe in half the stuff I do. Like, and that's fine.
Or
like,
half the
I
shit
really
that we talk about. Like, what's crazy to them could be normal to us, and vice versa.
Exactly.
So it's just always, like...
Like, I'm not going to be offended if you don't believe in the supernatural or astrology, because, that, again, everyone's entitled to their belief. That's your prerogative. But this is based on my own experiences, why I believe in X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to dial back to dreams really quick. So I, like, dream a lot about animals for whatever reason. Like, I would say within the last year, like, any kind, like snakes, alligators, frogs, turtles.
What? Really?
Yeah, I've had a dream about a huge butterfly on my foot, and then I've had one about a huge dragonfly that landed on me. I've had one about, like, a cat, a dog, elephants, lions, just, like, so many different types of animals.
Guess you got the zoo going on.
I do. There's the zoo in my head. Like, why are all these animals presenting themselves to me? I don't know. But, yeah, I would say, like, within the last year, it's become more and more prevalent. So, like, I always look up, like, what does this mean? And honestly, like, a lot of times animals do carry, like, a significant meaning in dreams, because they're very symbolic of our primal instincts. Like, that's what I read online.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's what's going to come through in dreams. But also, like, you know, you have spirit animals, you have totem animals, like, all these random, like, and even when I got Reiki done, like, she said she saw, like, a swan during the session. Like, some people are clairvoyant, and she was. And she's like, I saw a swan during the session. That's, like, a really good totem animal to have. So
yeah.
I just think that sometimes animals can really have more meaning than we think. But I've had two dreams now. It's weird, because I don't normally have reoccurring ones. A snake wrapped around my pinky toe, and I could not get it off. Like, I was shaking it off. I was terrified, because I'm literally so terrified of snakes, like, more than spiders. Like, spiders don't really freak me out. Snakes,
yeah.
I can't. Like, I cringe. I'm just horrified. So I literally had a dream twice that it wrapped around my pinky toe. I couldn't shake it off, and then I literally, like, woke up in a panic from it and, like, had to flip my covers off. Like, is there a snake in my bed? Like,
really?
It was horrifying.
I, like I said, I've never, the only time I've dreamt about animals was, like a dog that I had in the past. I was really thinking about him and, like, stuff like that, Rocky. And like, I had a picture in my room at the time at my mom's house of the dog. And so I dreamt about him, but that was, like, about it. Like, I never really dream about animals at all.
My mom dreams of them, too, now. We're very, like, I don't know what's happening. We're very, like, parallel and have similar experiences.
Yeah.
So, again, whether or not you remember dreams, what you dream about, it's all very centralized to, like, you.
It's weird what you remember, too. Like, why, like, you're supposed to have, like, 7 dreams a night, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's weird the ones that you, your brain remembers.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones just, like, what? They're, like, an inventory, I guess. Like...
inventory, right?
Like,
what does my brain have to work through tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I keep a dream journal, or at least when I do remember to jot things down, I try to. And like I said, like, most of them, for whatever reason, have this animal symbolism.
Yeah.
And...
did you look it up?
Yeah, I looked up what they mean. And usually it's, like, good things, or it relates to... okay, so, for example, last week I had a dream about a swarm of bats outside, and I was standing outside in a yard of a house, and on the other fence is where I saw the bats, but it was like a cemetery that they were flying over, and one of the bats flew over the fence and was like, for some reason, animals appear really big in my dreams. Like, I don't know why that is, but they do. Like, everything is so much bigger. There's this really weird looking huge bat that flew over, and so I looked up, like, what does a swarm of bats mean? And it said, like, and I'll try to, I don't just go to one website because I kind of want to see if there's consistency in, like, what it's saying.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, like, what does this mean? So I looked up multiple sites, and the general theme of that is that there's a negative entity in my life that's draining me of energy. And I already know exactly what that is. It's not a, well, person, people, more so an entity of multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not going to say exactly, maybe in a couple weeks when I can. But anyways, I knew immediately what it was talking about.
Yeah.
So it just rang very true to, like, what I was going through in my life. So I try to keep a journal when I can remember. Yeah, I've had some crazy dreams. So then I'll talk about the ones I had that came true.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, this was actually right after I had a Reiki session done, is when this started happening, to the point where I was waking up in the middle of the night because my dreams were so intense.
And vivid?
Yes. And it was, like, starting to freak me out. Like, I didn't want to go to sleep. So there was one, it was about my work, and there was this guy who used to work there who was kind of, like, bipolar and just really strange. And I remember, like, I pulled up to work, and I saw him getting out of the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he had a gun on him, and I was, like, so scared in my dream because I knew what he was going to do. Like, he was going to go in and shoot up the place, and I just remember thinking, like, please don't, like, don't do it. Woke up sweating. Like, it was a nightmare. That never happens to me. And I was like, this is so weird. Why would I dream about him? Like, I never even talked to the guy. I only saw him, like, one time. Well, a month later, he lived at the property, too. And he, I guess, started talking to his girlfriend about how he wanted a gun and was going to come, like, shoot us and was just acting crazy. And so his girlfriend came in and was, like, hysterical, like, telling us, like, you guys should be concerned for your safety. Like, he's, like, off his rocker.
Yeah.
So we had security at our building, at our work, for, like, a month and a half because of this guy. And
what was the reason? Wasn't he pissed about something?
Well, he wasn't happy with, like, his supervisor. And just, like I said, I think he might have had been bipolar.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Like, I didn't know him at all as a person. This
either
was
way,
just
scary.
What I heard. Yeah, it was because, you know, someone's pushed to their edge and then they act out and they shoot up places. So it was like, we were all really scared. I mean, nothing ever happened. Like, he got fired and, like, no one ever heard from him. But it was just so strange that, like, I had that dream a month before all of this went down.
Yeah.
So that was the first one. Second one was about Tim, who I've mentioned before, and my ex-boyfriend that passed away. And just so everyone knows, I am going to have, like, an episode strictly about him, talking more about that. So, because I mention him a lot in my episodes. Like, I'll mention the name Tim or tell a story about him, and I'm sure people are like, well, who is that? So, I mean, most people that know me know, but I'd like
yeah.
to elaborate more. So, anyways, I had one about him that ended up coming true, unfortunately. But, I don't know, it's just weird. I've only really had those two.
Yeah.
So,
and the next one you have is a good one, so that when it comes true, you're like, yay, it came true.
I know, right? Like, give me, like, a good dream that comes true. Like, a dream is a wish your heart makes. Like I said, I really am fascinated by, like, psychology, what we know, what we don't know. And so I just am obsessed with dreams. I always have been. And I think that, because I said that, like, I remember in my college speech, I wrote that it's so weird that we can be in a state of unconsciousness but have, feel, we think it's real life, or we can feel feelings like fear, joy, sadness. Like, I've cried in my dreams, you know? It's just so crazy that we're able to do that being in a completely different state of mind.
Yeah.
So I just think dreams really, there's a lot more to them than people think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of them is just your mind clearing out the garbage from the end of the day, but I think there's a deeper meaning behind them. And then, when was it? 2 years ago, I had a dream about, I was looking at a TV in a living room, and it was a blue screen, and the numbers 333 were on there. And I was like, I've never had a dream that vividly about numbers before. Like, what does that mean? So I looked it up, and it said that that was an angel number. And I was like, what are angel numbers? Like, I don't get it. So I started reading more about it. And actually, after that is when my interest in spirituality started coming back and, like, peaking. Was, like, after that, it was, like, this whole synchronicity thing.
Yeah.
Because then I started reading about, like, birth charts and all this thing, you know, all this stuff about astrology. Like, it was really weird. But that, I'd say, was, like, the opening back to me, like, coming down this rabbit hole. And ever since then, like, I see angel numbers all the time in real life. And I kind of brought that up with Raven, like, the last episode. And I won't go looking for them. You know, like, sometimes I forget about them, and then they'll present themselves to me, like, at random times. And I always look up, like, okay, what does this one mean? And once you see them, like, they don't go away.
Yeah. Like, because you, like, I wonder if it's, like, once you see something and once you're, like, you're told you're going to get a new car. So, like, all you keep thinking about is cars, cars, cars. Like, you see it everywhere. Like,
mm-hmm.
like I wonder if it's just something that you're, like, now noticing that's always been there. Or if it's because, like, it's, like, something else that's, like, putting it in your path. Like,
I know what you mean. I think some of it is, what do they call that? There's a term for it, but we talked about it in psychology. We're like, yeah, once you start thinking of something, like, you're just going to see it all the time if that's what your mind is focused on. But I think that with the angel numbers, it's the spiritual journey that I've been on. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. I think that's why they presented themselves and why they still are, like, because I'm just so open to that stuff that, like, it just doesn't go away. But, yeah, not a lot of people see them. But, like I said, I think once you do, like, it's hard to shut that off and make it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you ever, I keep telling everyone to get Reiki. Would you ever get it?
Yeah, I mean, after all the times you've told me, like, I should go, or, like...
I'm just going to become a Reiki master and, like, just...
I actually was told I was going to become one, or, like, something similar. Like, by Dorianne, again, she was like, I can really see you doing, like, Reiki, or, like, doing something like that. Like, because she's always picked up on, like, my, like, spiritualness and stuff like that. So she was just, like, saying that that would be something really good for me.
You should. I want you to at least, like, experience it for the first time, too, like, on your own. But what was I going to ask you? It was something about Dorianne. That's really cool that she saw that, though, because I think that would be super good for you. And then going off that, too, like, okay, so now we're going to get into numerology now that we've talked about angel numbers.
So,
angel numbers is part of numerology, and... like, your life path number, your expression number, your soul urge number. There's, like, other ones, but those are kind of, like, your big three. And I did that numerology report for literally everyone. I remember I sent you yours. I only remember your soul urge because it was 22, but I don't remember your life path or your expression, but I felt like it was pretty spot on for you.
Yeah. When I looked up, I just looked at my life path number, like, literally from listening to your last thing, and it was a 4. So I was, like, doing a whole bunch of research and shit on that. But, like, you already know that, like, if you sent me all that other stuff before. I can't even remember what I did yesterday, so there's no way I'm going to remember.
I'm surprised I don't remember, seriously. I wish I did, though. I said, I'm going to keep an Excel spreadsheet for, like, everyone, like, okay.
I'm surprised you didn't, like.
I'm going to. This is your numerology report. This is your birth chart. This is what this means.
Yeah.
I want to interpret it.
You can just, like, pick it up and, like, reference off of it whenever.
Exactly. So, okay. Numerology is the belief in the divine or mystical relationship between a number and one or more coinciding events. It's also the study of numerical value of the letter in words, names, and ideas. It's often associated with the paranormal alongside astrology and similar to divinatory arts, aka everything that I love that we are discussing now. So one of my mom's friends, who's very, like, spiritual as well, told me about numerology, and I was like, oh, what is that? That sounds super cool. So I started doing research, and then I came across this video. It was from numerologist.com, and it was the one that I had, like, basically, like, showed everybody, because I was like, it was so accurate for me. And actually, like, so for some people it was more generic, where, like, they're like, eh, I feel like it kind of fits me but doesn't. But for other people, extremely spot on, like, eerie weird. So, like, so what did it say for a 4 life path number?
Oh, man. It said, like, a bunch of shit. It was, like, I don't know. Like, I can't even, I don't know. When I read it, it was, like, totally spot on, and it wasn't, like, me, like, it wasn't, like, a stretch. Like, I was, like, yeah, this could be me, or me trying to be, like, yeah, this is me, like, applying it to my life and stuff like that. It definitely, like, when I was reading it, like, and I was reading it to Justin, too, we were camping, and he was, like, yeah, this is so you. Like, it was just basically, like, talking about, like, being punctual, having everything, like, organized, but then wanting to seem like you're not those things, but, like, actually being them. Like, because that's how I am. Like, I don't want to come off as, like, militant, but, like, in reality, I like things in order. Yeah. And, like, I don't want it to be like that, but it is. Like,
I'm the same way. Like, everything has a place. I'm very clean and organized. I'm analytical.
I wish I was carefree, but, like, I'm not.
Do you feel like you fight that and that leads to, like, inner turmoil and frustration?
Kind of, because, like, when I would just like to be able to, like, sit down and relax, like, not have to worry about this and that. I'm not to a point where it's, like controls my life,
yeah.
But, like, when I'm about to go on a trip, I want my house to be clean so when I come home it's not shitty.
I'm the same way. My bed has to be made.
That's how Justin is. I don't give a fuck about the bed, really, because, like, I'm gonna lay in it when I go back to sleep, but, like, some people it's, like, ritualistic, like, you have to make your bed. It's the start of your day, and it gets you going. And, like, some people, like, that's good for them. Like, that gets them going. Like, that gets their day started, and it makes them
yeah.
feel like they're getting shit done throughout the day. I just don't care about the bed. So, like, it's things like that. Like things that you would think that I would care about, I don't. And then other shit that doesn't really matter, I do.
Yeah, it's like a self-soothing thing, I think. Like, how we just each kind of have our rituals and stuff, and I think I used to try to fight it, too. Like, I would see friends that were messy, and I'm like, why can't I just, like, be like that and not care?
That's how I feel. Like, I feel like that all the time. Like, my friend Becca was like, I could never live with you. And I'm like, I was, like, offended. I'm like, what do you mean? She was like, I just, like, you're just too, like, clean. Like, I will literally have my house clean, you know, and like, to their standards. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's like a pigsty. And they're like, are you, like, demented,
right.
Like,
yeah.
Their house is not dirty, and I'm like, this is dirty, and they're like, no, and I'm like,
yeah, like, everyone's level of cleanliness and
is
what they're comfortable with, it's so different, and I think that's why over time, like, people really need their own space, like, and I did try to fight it at times with, like, being messy, but that's really just not who I am. Like, if you look in my room, like, I have everything, like, super organized, and it helps me, like, function better because it is a control thing. Like, it makes me feel like, okay, at least my space is clean. I can control that. And I wouldn't say I have, like, OCD, but I'm definitely anal retentive.
I feel like everybody has a form of OCD, like, based on whatever, like, it is that they need in order.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. And that's another thing that it said, too, that I always have to be in control of things that are going on, which is true. Like, I can never just allow myself to relax. Like, I'll be in, like, doing, like, when I went camping, I couldn't wait to just get everything organized and packed up to go home. Instead of enjoying, like, actually sitting there with Justin, hanging out, like, it's our first camping trip with Oakland. Like, I just kept thinking in the back of my head, this is what we have to pack up tomorrow. This is what I have to do. I have to put all of our clothes and get it all ready for when we get home. Like, to clean it and, like, wash them. Like, I couldn't allow myself to, like, be present in the moment because I was too busy focusing on what I had to do afterwards to, like, clean up. It's like,
yeah, it's funny because my mom is kind of the same way, and I think she's a life path number four too. Like,
mm-hmm.
Your mind's just constantly going. Like, you're always, like, feeling pulled in so many different directions.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
You can't enjoy the present, and most people don't know how to enjoy the present. Actually, it's really hard. We have too many distractions now.
Definitely.
Like, my happiest place is when I could shut my phone off for, like, days and not care and just be in nature, like, literally in the present. That is my happy place. And I think if more people did that, like, they would have less anxiety and just feel more, like, satisfaction. But do you have diagnosed anxiety?
I don't know if it's diagnosed, maybe self-diagnosed, but,
See, like, I don't have generalized anxiety disorder. I don't have diagnosed OCD, but I feel like I have high functioning anxiety, which I read is a cross between the two. So it's like, well, and I'm also a perfectionist, and that's a cross between, like, high functioning anxiety and a little bit of OCD. And so I definitely have that. Like, if you read all the signs, like, I play with my hair a lot. I've done that since I was a baby. And so it's...
We have the same piece.
I know you always said that.
Like, you can literally, like, fuck your hair up and then grab the same piece. I'm like, how, like...
Yeah, because it's a self-soothing, like, kind of, like, habitual OCD thing. Like, and I've done it before I can remember when I barely had hair. Like, if you ask my family members, they'll tell you. Like, I was 1 year old and I was going like this. Like, same spot, too, probably. So
how do you not lose your hair at that spot?
Right? Like, everyone keeps telling me that. You're going to pull all your hair out. It's probably thinning. Like, it's getting thinner at the top, but, like, I can't help it.
Yeah.
But anyways, so yeah, numerology can be very, like, give you a lot of clarity about certain, like, aspects of your life, like I mentioned with the birth chart too. And then, do you remember what your expression number was?
No, absolutely not.
I need to
remember these things for me.
I know. I had it. I literally watched the entire video, wrote word for word what it said on, like, the notes section on my phone, screenshot it, and sent it to you, and then I didn't end up saving yours.
Yeah.
All I remember is that your soul urge number was 22, so there's only three spiritual numbers, which are 11, 22, and 33, that you can, like, break down to, like, your soul urge, and me and you were the only ones that had, like, spiritual soul urge numbers. So yours was 22, mine was 11, and so it makes sense that you're surrounded by, like, spirits or, like, entities of that sort. And
how many are there? Like, what's the difference between yours and mine? Like, is it as you get higher, you're higher to it? Or, like, does it matter what the number
is? I can't remember because I thought that, but I don't think so. I think they each just have their own meaning. I just know those three are, like...
Is it, like, 11, 22, 33, 44? Like, is it, like,
it's
that?
It's only,
like...
11, 22, and 33.
Oh, okay.
But those are, like, the very spiritually charged numbers.
Yeah.
So they just carry, I don't know how to word it.
And how did you base that off of? I wonder how you even got to it. Like, is it, like, based off of your what time you were born? Or, like, what is it? I know that's your birth chart. Like,
they break it down by your birthday and the letters in your full name.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't know how you got to it.
Well, and that numerologist video explains all of that and
mm-hmm.
will literally show you, like, how they do the math and, like, break it down and get to that point.
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, like, my life path number is an 8. So it means, like, being a leader, entrepreneurial, I don't think I said that word right, but whatever. Having my own business, being anti-authority, which I am very much so. If anyone, like, knows me well, like, look at my beliefs on COVID. Look at how I feel about the government. Look at, you know, jobs I've had. Like, I'm very anti-authority. I do need to be my own boss. That's my end goal.
It's funny you say that because they said that my life path number is most compatible with 8. I don't know if they meant romantically or if they mean, like, just, like, compatibility in life. So that's weird.
Right? That would make sense. Vincent's also an 8.
Really?
Yeah, I could totally see him. He's very just, like, extroverted. Like, we're different in a lot of ways, but I think at the end of the day that, like, I'm hoping we'll both be very self-sufficient and be our own boss.
Yeah.
My expression number is 7, which I don't remember what that said. Something about being, like, spiritual, analytical, mysterious. That one was, like, the least interesting to me. And then the soul urge, which it said was 11, it was, like, you could be, like, a spiritual teacher or leader. Again, it's a very spiritually charged number. And so it, like, I don't know, like, it made me happy because I'm, like, I don't feel crazy for liking this stuff and being interested and drawn to it.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a reason. So I still don't know exactly what I'm meant to do, but, again, it can give some, right, it gives clarity. And then I don't know, I recommend everyone go to numerologist.com, look up your numerology report because
yeah.
it's, like, super interesting. It also mentioned something about, I don't know, I can't remember now. Like, when it comes to romance, it's like, you might have felt like you haven't had that much luck, but that's because you're really picky and, like, love isn't, like, a main focus for you, but, like, you're going to meet your person.
For you or for me?
For me.
Oh.
And, like, that's kind of what, like, the Reiki masters and psychics I've talked to have said as well. Again, if it happens, it happens, great, but, like, that's the furthest thing from my mind.
Yeah.
And then I want to remember what it said about you, like, in your spiritual 22 number. I think that...
I just need to look into it.
Yeah, what I do remember, it said something about that you're like, a builder and creator. Like, you could do something, like...
Well, that's true. Like, I feel like I'm worthless if I'm not creating something. If I'm not writing something, if I'm not thinking of something to, like, work on, like... When I'm creating is when I feel like I'm mostly myself.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm painting, like I said, if I'm writing, if I'm, you know, just anything, like if I'm gardening, like I feel like when I do those things, I'm truest to myself.
Right, for sure. That totally makes sense. So explore that. Like, look up what is Soul Urge 22 mean and,
yeah.
like, go with it. And I keep telling you, like, when it comes to figuring out, like, what your next job is, I think that doing things that align with your core values and what you truly desire is like the key.
But to anybody it is. It's just so hard.
Well, yeah,
because it's like, like you said, you have to be realistic. You know, obviously in a perfect world, I would love to love my job and love what I do so that it doesn't feel like a job. It's more of just something like a passion. But once again, I don't even know what my passion is, number one. And number two, it's like I still have to pay bills.
Yeah, no, so, trust me, I get it. And I would elaborate more, but I can't because I just can't right now.
Yeah.
But at some point, I want to more. But I think that even just doing it on the side, like for me, doing this on the side has given me that spark of passion and something
yeah.
for myself that wasn't there before.
And I don't even know how you came to, like, I obviously, like, you were destined to do something. They said, like, either write a kid's book or, like,
right.
anything. Like, I don't even know how you came across this. Like, that's another thing. Like, I don't know if I'm just not, like, opening myself up to, like, the universe to, like, help me and guide me. But, like, I have no idea. I have no passion whatsoever. Besides, like, outdoors.
Right. Like, I love being in nature, and I know you do, too. Like, being outside, that's a happy place for me. That's where I get a lot of clarity, and I told you to do the same. I think it's easier for me right now because I'm single, and I said that to you before, so I have a lot of time to myself to really, like, think about it and give energy to that.
Yeah.
It's different for people that are in relationships or, like, don't have kids and really, and they don't have as much time, but what helps with that is at least carving out, you know, even if it's just 30 minutes a day, like, silence, be in silence
mm-hmm.
to yourself. It's going to be uncomfortable, but you have to do it, and, you know, do the birth chart readings, look more into the numerology, like,
yeah.
all of that really just kind of, and again, I talk about the concept of synchronicity, just really kept leading me to, like, different portals and things and all aligning. So, like, just set the intention. Like, I'm opening myself up to guidance from the universe. So, like, I want to know my passion.
Yeah.
Like, even just saying that, like, if you're putting the energy out there, it's going to help lead you to that.
Yeah.
And that's why I, like, I love numerology, too. And, like, I recommend everyone to do it because it's just one of those things that gives clarity and it really helps you hone in on, like, your true self. And that's, like, what I'm trying to get to. Like, I don't ever want to be someone different, that's not me, that's not authentic. Like, I'm tired of that, and it's harder when you're younger and you want to fit in. And now that I'm past that point in my life, like, I literally do not give a shit. I will do what I want. I don't need any sort of, like, guidance or advice or comments from anyone else, you know, like, even if it seems crazy to one person. And this goes for anyone, like, and I can't say this enough, like, just really figuring out, like, everything that I intend to do from now on has to align with my core values and my soul, or I'll never be happy.
Yeah.
And
that's something
will.
That all of us should, like, you know, hopefully be able to, like, get to at some point in their lives. Like, you would want anybody, like, listening, you would want to, like, take that and understand that, like, this is something that you should really start working on. Like, you should want to do the things that make you happy and not just do the things that don't.
Yeah, and it's easier said than done. I mean, I've been through it. How many times do I have to tell myself not to look at my phone first thing in the morning, but I still do.
I know.
So, like,
I'm
it's
always
really
like
hard.
Well, not in the morning, but, like, just generally, like, just get off your fucking phone.
Yeah, and there's people that have then told me, like, oh, I've been inspired by, like, what you said in your podcast, but still have the same job that they have, they still have social media, and this is not me judging them, it's just the reality of, like, it's great that, like, I inspire people to do things, like, I love that I do that, but it's a matter of you actually making those changes and, like,
and taking away from it and applying it in your everyday life.
Yeah, like, how bad do you want it? I think that, I don't know, because I've asked myself so many times, like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, what is my passion? What is my purpose? Like, at some point in my life, I really do want to find that, but I'm not just going to wake up and know what it is, unfortunately. Like,
and it happens to everybody at different times, too.
Right.
Like, something, like very important can happen in someone's life, and then they automatically have a different mindset, or not, and it just happens to them. Like, they could have a dream, or they could just be thinking about something. Like, this all happens to somebody or people at their own time. So it's like, even if they listen to this podcast, or even if, like, whatever, like, maybe they're not taking anything from it right now, but they will later on, you know, like, it's just at everybody's own time.
Yeah, exactly. And I reiterate, like, we're all on our own path. Don't keep comparing yourself to someone else's timeline. Like, I'm 27 and I am single. I have no responsibility. Like, and I am have embraced that so much and have really gotten to a point of, like, finally feeling more comfortable in myself and just being happy and, like, being okay being single and in my own company. And, you know, I love to go out dancing and be around people and do this. Like, I'm just figuring out what my interests are and, like, passions. And, you know, on the other hand, you have so many people getting married and having kids. Like, yeah, sometimes I want that, but I don't want that right now. That's not right for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it goes back to really what do you value? Your timeline is your own. So I am putting the energy out there that I want to really have a career I'm passionate about and find my purpose, but I can't rush that process. And that's one thing that I've, like, honestly struggled with.
It's also hard, too, when you're seeing all those things on social media and thinking that, well, wow, I am getting up there in age. Wow, like, maybe I should be starting to think about these things. And am I doing something wrong because I haven't accomplished these things yet? Like, a lot of my friends have already had kids. And some of my friends are married. And people that even aren't my friends that are just, like, my peers that I see on Facebook. And I'm not comparing my life to them, but I'm just, like, saying, like, am I not, like, moving as fast as I should? Like, I'm going to be 30 years old in a couple years. And, like,
we think that's so old, but it's really not.
I know, but it feels like it. Like, if I ever wanted to have kids, I don't want to have, I mean, this is okay for some people, but I don't want to have kids when I'm, like, you know, like, super old. Like, I want to have multiple kids if I do have kids. So, like, I don't want to, personally, like, I don't know, like, what I should do, because, like, I'm seeing all of my friends have babies, but, like...
Yeah, but kids are a lot of work.
Yeah,
like,
people, I know.
Like, I nannied, and so I feel like I have a lot more insight, and people are like, oh, well, it's different when it's yours, which is very true, but, like, if you were to ask a mom, and most won't admit this unless they're one-on-one, drunk, had a couple glasses of wine, and being extremely candid, most moms aren't going to admit that sometimes they don't like their kids in the moment. Sometimes they drive them absolutely crazy, and it's fucking hard work. Like, I literally nannied and was there with the kids for 10 hours a day, more than their parents.
And if you feel that way nannying, people say, oh, well, you don't have kids, so it's not the same. Well, if you feel this way and they're not even your kids, then I'm pretty sure that when you have kids, you'll feel similar or even worse.
Yeah, like, it's a lot of work. And I said this before, like, we're not supposed to be seeing every minute of people's lives. Like, that's not healthy. We were never supposed to get to this point, I don't think, or if we, I mean, we're here now, so it is what it is, but, like, we've got to have those boundaries and know when to compartmentalize.
There aren't
it.
Any now at all.
No, not at all, but I'm just saying, like, ask any mom and they will tell you they're fucking tired and it is hard work. And
hell yeah!
When you are meant to have them, you will, I promise you. Like, it's gonna happen, it's just...
If I'm even meant to, maybe I'm not, like...
Okay,
I'm
well, according to Jurianne, that's not true. Talk
yeah, we'll
to
see.
Raven. She'll give you some more insight. It'll happen when it's supposed to. Like, they told me I'm going to have kids, like, later on in life, probably around 35. I still don't even know if I want to have kids, so that's great. And all
yeah, I thought you didn't want to, like, after
I have absolutely no interest at all right now. Like, I'll be surprised if I even do have them, but that's what I'm saying. Life is just one of those things that... You can think that you're going to control it and have it all planned out, and it's going to be like, haha, fuck you, actually I'm going to do this instead, and that happened to me. Like, I tried putting myself in this box of what I thought I was supposed to do, and my world came crashing down and did a complete 180. And
just like
saying,
John Lennon, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Like,
exactly, so now I'm just living in the present, doing my thing, like, I do feel very at peace and happy, way more than I have in, like, the past couple of years. And so I think, again, just knowing yourself, being present, coming back to yourself is all really, like, key. And just trusting that things will happen in their own time.
Yeah.
You know, don't rush it. And I made the mistake of rushing things in the past, and it blew up in my face. So I promise you I will never do that again.
Yeah, like,
when it comes to marriage, okay, yeah, like, I'd like to meet someone and date someone. But, again, I'm not going to force it because it will happen when supposed to. And like I said before, a lot of times those things occur when you least expect it.
Yeah.
But does astrology and numerology kind of give you hints as to when those things happen? They can.
Well, I mean, I've talked to multiple psychics, and, you know, they don't always say the same thing. Some of them do, some
yeah.
of them don't. So it's kind of hard to believe which one and blah, blah, blah. Or like a timeline, like, you'll talk to a psychic, and they'll be like, this can be past, present, or future. And I'm like, what the fuck? How's that going to help me? Like, you're saying some generalized shit right now. Or they could be saying something in detail, and I'm like, well, does this apply to me now or could it in the future? Like, I it's just like you're kind of left to like decide or decipher yourself. Like, what's.
Yeah, you're not supposed to know everything, and I think that's why sometimes it is more generalized, and then people are like, oh, well, they're fake because it's general. Like, they can't, they don't know every single little thing. All they can do is tap into your energy and see whatever comes through, and sometimes they don't always know what it means, what time it's happening. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all so different, and we're not supposed to know everything that is supposed to happen. We're just not. Otherwise, why would we
be living?
Wouldn't
that be crazy if you did? Like, you would live in fear all the time, like, if you knew when you were going to die.
But, like, why live at all? You know what I mean? Because then, like, even things that psychics have told me, sometimes I'm like, damn, I wish they didn't say that, because now it's always going to be in the back of my head.
Yeah, so even if it wasn't a thing, now it's going to be, because, like, they've said it, and they put it
but
out
they
there.
They still say that you have free will, and that it's not always necessarily going to be the case. Like,
yeah.
There have been three things that multiple psychics have told me, that some things are just, like, in your destiny that are supposed to happen, blah, blah, blah. So there's been, like, three things that, like, multiple psychics have said for me, and that's that I'm going to meet, like, my soulmate, one true love, and have children, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to write a book, and that I'm going to loan someone money that got a DUI. Like, it's going to be a large sum of money. So, again, whether all of that happens or not, we'll see. But it's just interesting.
Hopefully the last part doesn't.
Yeah. I'm like thinking, when am I going to have enough money to, like, loan someone that much
for
money?
Yeah, for a DUI.
And she was, like, very specific. She's like, it's not going to be a family member, a friend.
And you're not going to get the money.
She said
back.
It's not going to be a significant other or a family member. It's going to be a friend. And I'm not going to get the money back. Even if they tell me that I'm going to get it, I won't. So I'm like, all right, we'll see, because that kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, if I already knew that ahead of time, I would say, yeah, not going to work. Sorry, I can't give you any money.
Right.
It's like 10 grand at least.
I know. It's like, okay, maybe now that they told me it's not going to happen, because I'm already blocking that, like, manifestation or energy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? It's all crazy, but
hopefully
again,
it's
there's...
not me. I'm just kidding.
Right? I would, honestly, of all people, like, I would give it to you.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Like, in what scenario would you give someone money like this when you, like, already know in the back of your head, like, you're not going to get it back? Like,
right.
I would never do that to you, but I'm just saying, like, I really
I'll probably be like, it's okay, you don't have to pay me back.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be making enough money from the podcast at that point, and then I can, 10 grand will just be, like, nothing.
Maybe.
Just kidding. No, but speaking of the podcast, like, again, you know, the birth chart and all of that, like, helped me, like, pursue this more. Again, it was one of those, like, synchronicity moments where it was like, yes, like, you're on the right path. And that's why I recommend it to everyone.
Yeah.
You know, because I just find it very positive and helpful. So, speaking of that, the Pattern app. Oh, my God. I've been waiting to, like, talk about this. I almost forgot. So, it was one of those things I told everyone to download because I was so obsessed with it.
Remember, I couldn't get it, like, for the longest time, or at all, like, because I had an Android. So, like, you had to send me screenshots and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, that was so annoying. Do you still have it or no?
The screenshots? Probably somewhere
app.
On my phone. I couldn't get the app.
You couldn't?
No.
Damn it. Well, I would tell you to download it again. And then, so with the Pattern app, you put in your name, birthday, and the time you were born. So it's kind of like an astrology app, but it goes so much deeper.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even, like, it doesn't even talk about signs or anything. It just talks about, like, your instincts, like, who you are as a person, like, to your core, like, your soul. Like, things that you don't even remember about yourself from so long ago. And then you can, like, if you're in a romantic relationship, you can add on, like, a romantic partner, and it will tell you, like, your relationship with that person. And I remember doing it for you and Justin and, like, sending screenshots. And I think you were like, yeah, this is really spot on.
Yeah. I'm sure I have them somewhere in my phone. I saved them, but, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I remember.
So I had done it for me and Tim, like, right before we broke up, and I remember, like, literally crying after I read it because of how spot on it was. So it, like, showed me what I was doing wrong in the relationship, like, and what he perceived from my end that I didn't even realize, and vice versa. And it's interesting because for us it said there was, like, a past life karmic link. So that means that essentially we knew each other in a past life, and there was something in this life that we had to, like, teach each other, which is very true. Like, he did teach me a lot, as heartbreaking as that relationship was. Like, I learned so much, not only for, like, myself, but about us and life in general. So it's interesting that it, because it didn't say that for, like, every romantic partnership that I did for people.
Yeah.
But for us, it literally said past life karmic link. I'm like, great. And just so everyone knows, karmic relationships are the relationships that are not easy. A lot of times they're toxic, but they teach you the most and they're very hard. But, like, they're there for a reason. They're not going to be your easy, like, soulmate relationship.
You also checked it after, right? And it was, like, tense, like, and it was, like...
Yeah, so, like, after he passed away, so on the pattern app, it gives you, like, life phases, kind of, like, life cycles. And it tells you, like, which ones are coming up. And then, like, after he passed away and I checked his, it was, like, grayed out. Like, you couldn't. Like,
which is weird because you don't put it in, like, in, you don't put in a birthday or a death date or anything like
right,
that.
Right, like, they're normally in color. And, like, with his, like, there was no upcoming life cycles. They were all grayed out. Like, I just thought that was very, like, eerie. I don't know if it was a coincidence or a problem with the app, but I'm like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah, and I still remember that. So
yeah.
I remember something.
But that app, it, like, just, again, it, like, strikes you. It strikes you to your core. Like, there's no other way to explain it. Like, I literally felt like, literally to the point, like I said, where I was crying. Because I'm like, this is just so me that, like, I can't even wrap my mind around it. Like, I feel completely exposed of who I am on all levels. But it's, again, it's also one of those things that gives you so much clarity and insight. And so for me, like, again, same thing with my life path number. It was like, you need to be your own boss. You're not meant to work, like, with other people. You're going to have a hard time being told what to do. You have this creative part of you that needs to be shown. And, like, you have the ability to be the leader of that, the creative director. And I feel that when I do the podcast. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
So, again, it was, like, another moment of, like, clarification. It also tells you, like, what you need in a relationship. And just the fundamentals of, like, who you are, your instincts, what's really going to, like, bring you so much fulfillment. So I highly recommend. It's called The Pattern. A friend introduced it to me in Seattle. Life-changing. And then I recommend Time Passages if you're looking, like, into your birth chart and you want to know that. And then the last app is the, well, it's not really an app, but it's numerologist.com, and that's the video for, like, your life path expression and soul urge number. So, yep, all the things that I love so much. Rachel, do you have anything else to add to our little podcast episode?
No, I think we hit a lot of information.
I know, but
a
it goes by so fast. Like, I feel like there's still more that, like, I need to say.
Save it for the next episode.
I know. I don't even know what the next one's going to be about. This is, like, the first time that I don't have, like,
it's cool that you, like, do it as you go, though. Like, it, like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of points that you want to hit on. So, like, you'll just have to see how you can incorporate it in every single.
Yeah, like, there's sometimes I'm like, oh, I meant to say that in this episode. But I always say before, whatever information is supposed to come through, comes through at the end of the day. And... oh, there's one more thing I want to mention that will probably make you laugh. So they say, like, okay, so the concept of your inner child, right? Like, talk about things that you like to do when you were younger. So one day I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I went through a phase when I was, like, in third grade where I pretended to make potions.
I did the same thing. I had, like, this Harry Potter, like spell kit or whatever, and I used to pretend, and you, like, would throw, like, gummy worms, like, yeah, I used to do that shit all the time.
That's hilarious. Do you think that most kids did that, or is that just, like, a weird thing that, because you and I love, like, all the magic stuff?
I don't know, I think kids do weird shit all the time. Like, I see kids, and I hear their conversations when they don't know I'm listening, and I'm like, they're fucking weird. Like, we used to, like, do cooking shows.
Oh, yeah, in 7th grade, we pretended to be newscasters.
Kids don't say the grade. Yeah, in 12th grade, we were like...
sorry,
we're
like,
oh,
it's probably,
it's
like,
seventh grade.
Slightly embarrassing. Okay, well, I used to play teacher, too, because I, like...
I don't know why. I fucking hated school.
I know, because I needed to feel in control. No, I don't know why I did it, but I used to play teacher, and, like, all my stuffed animals would be the students, and...
God.
This is probably really embarrassing that I'm saying this, but I just expose myself in basically every episode somehow. I don't even care at this point. So yeah, we pretended to be newscasters, and then...
Dude, shut up! I didn't even give you permission!
Sorry,
to
I'll
say
cut this.
This
part out. I'm actually not going to, because I think it's funny, but anyways. So, like, I made potions, and then I dressed up, I have no idea why I did this, or, like, why I wanted to. I dressed up as a fortune teller for Halloween. Like,
when?
Who does that in third grade?
Yeah, I was always really weird shit for Halloween, I feel like.
Me too.
Like, what did my parents think? Like, what were they thinking?
Yeah, I was a fortune teller in third grade. Like, who does that? And then I was, like, so obsessed with, like, witchcraft. I remember going to the bookstore and being like, do you have books on witchcraft?
Yeah, I feel like there was, like, a scenario where, like, we went to a bookstore and we asked for something like that.
Was that with you?
Or I thought it was.
It probably was.
I don't know. I thought that there was something. I don't know. You know, your memory's better than mine. I don't know.
So, I was thinking, like, I brought all that up, though, because I'm like, okay, I've literally been into this stuff since before I could remember. And we were talking about that in the car, too. We're like, why have we liked all this weird stuff forever? Like, we
no,
would literally be, yeah, exactly. Like, in elementary school or, like, middle school, we'd talk on our home phone and, like, talk about Notre Dame.
Yeah, like, what 10-year-old... talks about Nostradamus. Like, can somebody just answer me? Like, I was obsessed. I remember, like,
yeah,
looking on my computer when I, like, at my mom's job. And it was, like, looking him up. Like, what the fuck is, what did I even hear about him?
I know, I don't remember where. And then, like, we just started talking about it because he prophesied, like, all these things that were going to happen. And so... I can literally tell everyone, like, me and you are probably the most, like, authentic, spiritual, like, we have just loved this stuff from day one. I can't explain it.
I'm just a weirdo.
Right? Like, I was just gonna say, if it makes me weird, it makes me weird, but, like, I love it, and it's just who I am, and I'll never not, like, enjoy it or talk about it.
Same.
So, that being said, I'm glad that you were able to come on and share your experiences, and we could talk about all the stuff that we love, so thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, it was so fun. I love this. It goes by so fast every time. Like, it literally feels like 10 minutes to me. And
yeah, it does.
Like this
I was
is
really
going to be 2 hours?
I was so scared, bro. Like, I'm better now.
I told you, every single person is so nervous right before they come on.
Yeah.
Because they've never done it. Everyone's going to be listening. I get it. And, again, exposing myself here, but... right before I recorded the first episode, I was terrified. Like, I didn't think I could do it. I was literally in the shower rocking back and forth, having to convince myself, like, you've made it up to this point, just do it. Because I'm like, this is it. Like, I'm going to record. It's going out there for everyone to hear. What are they going to think? Am I crazy? Why am I doing this? So I don't even drink beer. Like, I don't like beer. And I was like, damn, I need to have one of your beers. Like, I need a drink. I had no other alcohol in the house. Terrified.
Yeah.
So... it's so funny because, like, everyone that comes on, they're, like, nervous before it. And then afterwards, they're like, oh, that was so much fun. I want to do it again.
Yeah.
So.
That's how I feel.
Do you feel better now? Like, you feel like it's not so scary?
Yeah, until I listen to myself speak.
I know everyone hates
that. I'll give you an updated answer.
All right, sounds good. But at least recording, you're, like, you're good now.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But you agree that, like, it just is one of those things where it flows, you're having a conversation with me, you
yeah.
don't realize how much time goes by.
Well, you ask the questions, like, if you didn't, I would be like, ooh, like, but yeah.
Right. I mean, that's my job, to facilitate and
yeah.
not, like, you know. But I had a lot of fun. I'm glad you finally got to be on. I haven't seen you in almost a year, so that's a wrap for talking about dreams, numerology, all the spiritual experiences, so... yeah, if you guys, again, tell me if you like it, think topics you want to hear about, please subscribe and leave a review, because it helps me know that, you guys are enjoying it and your thoughts. So, sending love to all of you, and talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.